Here's one other thing as well. Did you realise that the humble little iPhone is 7 years old? 7 years. I mean, I got my iPhone here, and as usual, the screen is cracked. I always seem to have a cracked screen. And once the phone still operates, even with the cracked screen, I don't mind. I keep going. But anyway, 7 years old. When it was unveiled 7 years ago, on January the 9th, Steve Jobs said that he hoped to get within, by the end of 2008, he hoped to get 1% of the global market. Today, Apple has 12.9% of the global market in 7 years. That's amazing, isn't it? And apparently now it's at a stage where basically all you need in life is your iPhone, nothing else. So they've done this survey of what the iPhone has killed. Now, not by actually falling off a building and hitting something. It's, for instance, one of the big things, it's killed maps. Who buys maps anymore? Remember, you'd go out, before you were going on holidays, you'd go into one of the good stores in town and you'd get a whole bunch of little maps and big maps and books about where you're going and all that. You don't do it anymore. Why? Because it's Google Maps is there. So if you're going anywhere, Lanzarote or anywhere in the world, Google Maps. Table manners. They said it's killed. The iPhone has killed table manners. And you can see it when you're in a restaurant or if you've got a big group at home. At least half of the people are on their iPhone as they're talking to you. Sorry, I was just texting. They say that it's killed the BlackBerry phone. Do you remember the BlackBerry phone? Apparently they're in huge issues with that now, with the actual the amount they're selling or not selling. And they reckon that the iPhone has killed it. The Androids are coming along pretty well, though. The likes of the Samsungs and that are doing really well. The iPod is gone. Who has an iPod anymore? They're sitting around the house, and I'm sure somewhere in the house you have the iPod and the mini iPod. But are they any use anymore? No, because the iPhone. If you think about it as well, the clocks. People don't have, you don't have a watch anymore because you use your iPhone. No one has alarm clocks. Remember for years people used to have all these strange, weird alarm clocks beside their bed to wake them up and they'd start, they'd have the strangest sounds and all bits and pieces coming out. People don't have alarm clocks anymore and people don't have cameras. When you think about it, I think the four biggest things are watches, cameras, maps, table manners. Gone out the window since the iPhone came along, and it's 7 years of age. If there's something else we're missing, something that the iPhone has killed, in other words, there's something now around your house that you do not use anymore because you have an iPhone, it's made that other thing redundant completely. What is it? 51552. Or give us a shout, 1850-715-922. Or you can tweet us, at ColinHayes2FM. Paddy, how are you?
How's it going?
Not too bad at all. What is your iPhone killed?
It's killed a torch.
The torch?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Now, do you have the torch app on your phone?
I do indeed.
It is invaluable, isn't it?
It's great, especially when you're looking under the stairs or anything for something. You can just switch on the phone rather than going looking for the torch and all. You just switch on the phone and find what you got to find.
Yeah, amazing at night if you're stuck in the car and something goes on. And recently for me, sort of at the back of a fridge and I was trying to screw something up and I couldn't see the screw properly, a torch wouldn't have even fitted there and out came the torch app on the phone. Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Could you live without your phone, Paddy?
No, not a hope.
Right. Is it the first thing you think about when you wake up?
Even in the middle of the night, if I wake up, the first thing I go is for the phone.
And what do you do?
Check the time, probably just go onto Facebook or play a game, whatever.
Yeah, even in the middle of the night?
Even in the middle of the night, yeah.
I know. Phones are, I mean, the one thing I do, obviously in the job I'm in, first thing in the morning, before I get up, I hit one of the websites that give me all the news. So immediately you get to see what's happened overnight. And if I don't get that first thing in the morning, if I don't get to find out what's gone on, I feel I'm lacking in something. The phones, they control us.
They do. They control everything. But another thing they are great for is entering all the competitions on 2FM.
Hey! What game are you playing at the moment?
I play pool and I play Candy Crush.
What level on Candy Crush are you on?
185.
Wow, 185.
For about 5 weeks.
Yeah, I was we were out over Christmas and we were talking about this on in this restaurant and I was going, I'm on level 39, and a waiter came over and said, I'm really sorry, but I overheard you. I'm on level 400.
Yeah, there's some people, I have friends that's waiting on the next level to come out. And I'd be like, how did you get there?
It's crazy, but it is totally addictive. Candy Crush is just nuts.
It is.
Do you ever use the cheats?
Country. The cheats, no.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it properly and then no one can say you've cheated.
Yeah, well, it's not so much cheats, but there's a couple of websites dedicated to what you should be looking out for and how you can get quicker through someone, because some of the levels just do your head in, you know?
They do, but that's the whole enjoyment. That one friend would be on that level, they would fly through it, and then you're on that level and you're stuck for weeks or vice versa.
Do you play Candy Crush every day?
Every single day.
Snap, so do I. Oh, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, okay, so for a Candy Crush and a torch, that's what we've got our phones for, Paddy. Okay,
yeah,
good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you, take care.
Take care. Who's got the highest level of Candy Crush? Is there really somebody on 400? Is there really somebody waiting for the new levels to come out? Because that it would get you up to about level 450. I thought I was good at level 40. Matt, how are you?
How are you, Colin?
The iPhone is 7 years old. God, it seems like it's been around forever, doesn't it?
Yep.
So what does it do? What has it killed for you?
Okay, it has killed my sat-nav, it has killed my calendar, it has killed... Well, it's not really the iPhone that's killed it, but the iPad has killed all the books that I used to have. I've got networking tools on it for checking networks when I'm in people's houses.
Yeah.
It's killed my MP3 player. Yep. The list just carries on going.
And you said also your spirit level. Do you use a spirit level in your job?
I don't, but unfortunately I am married and I do have a lot of DIY to do at home.
So the spirit level app is perfect?
The spirit level app is perfect. I mean, it saves you having that long pole that you need for put the spirit level on it. You just take your phone out, plunk it on whatever you're doing. You know, and it's pretty accurate. I haven't had a problem with it yet.
So as you say, if you think about it, sat-nav is gone, MP3 players have gone. We thought they'd be around forever. We thought they were the greatest thing ever. Your camera's gone, your photos. I mean, do you have a proper camera somewhere around the house?
I do.
But do you ever use it?
Not anymore. Not unless we go on holiday.
Yeah.
And I really want top quality pictures. But at the end of the day, it's too big and bulky to take with you wherever you're going during the day.
There is that, isn't there? Yeah, yeah.
You know, and because I like photography, I find that the phone extremely handy.
Yeah, I got a really good camera years ago and it's sitting at home, and over the Christmas I took it out to actually charge up the battery because I haven't used it in so long, and it's a good camera. I spent a lot of money on it. But now, as you said, you don't carry it out. It just, you don't do it.
You just don't do it anymore. I mean, it's just handy to have your phone with you at any given point in time. I bought my wife an iPhone about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was adamant on the fact that she wasn't going to get the use out of it, you know, that she was happy with the phone that just texted and made phone calls. Now you couldn't pry the one out of her fingers at all.
It's crazy. Do you play any of the games on your phone?
I do. I'm into Little Thief at the moment.
Right, okay. You're not a Candy Crush man?
No, I'm not. I just... I'm over computers. I was brought up with a Commodore 64. You know, I still play things like Bomberman on my PC at home.
Good man. Bomberman, that was a great game.
It was.
All right, Matt, so you can't live without your iPhone. Really interesting. 7 years it is today. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, Colin.
See you now. Annette.
Hi, Colin.
Annette, what has the iPhone killed?
Well, I'll tell you, it hasn't killed it yet.
Yeah.
But it's doing its best to kill it. Conversation.
Conversation.
Conversation over the dinner table, even.
Yeah, yeah.
We have kids in the house that will take their phone out while we're eating or while we're chatting about whatever's gone on during the day. And they're making faces at the phone. This is the latest thing. I don't know if you've heard of this Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat. I know it well.
Snapchat, yeah, yes. Yeah. And they're Snapchatting what's on the plate, and they're Snapchatting each other, and they're bribing each other with Snapchats, and... so that's what it's trying to kill, but we're working away at it.
Do you get them to put the phones down at the table? It's almost like years ago, you know, with the Cowboys. Put your gun down. Put the gun over there now, please.
We try our best, but you know, teenagers this day now, they have it beside them, and before you know it, you hear it's on silent, but you hear the little buzz and the rattle on the seat.
Yeah.
And up comes the phone then, and it's there to see who has a bit of information. And
have you not been Snapchatting yourself yet, Annette? No.
Will you stop? Snapchat.
Well, I love it.
I don't get this Snapchatting thing at all now.
Because you can say whatever you want, and within 7 seconds, it's gone.
Yeah, but is it all visual? Is that what it is?
Well, you can put a comment with the visual. Yeah, you can take a picture of yourself and you go, "Wow, I'm looking hot today," and then you send it to, your mother-in-law. And it's gone in 7 seconds. Well, and she goes around, she goes, "My God, son, you've been sending me dirty pictures." "No, I haven't proven it. That was Snapchat."
Yeah. Well, I won't be sending any Snapchat saying that I'm looking hot today, I can tell you. But I've seen the kids that are watching telly and they're sitting there and they're pouting at the phone.
Yeah.
And this kind of, but I don't know. I think, the iPhone is, it's amazing. It does so many things, and I use it for so many things myself.
Yeah.
But I just think that if it's not, within the house, if you don't have some kind of control over it, it takes over family life. It really does.
It does, absolutely. Do you play any games on it?
No games.
No games?
Now, maybe in the future I might, I'm kind of still stuck in tradition. I'll use it for what I need to use it for, practical stuff.
Like what?
I'll tell you. When I go shopping, and I used to write notes to see what I needed to buy in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Now I have my app, and I take out my iPhone, and I have my note on it. If I'm in school, I'm a teacher, so if I'm in school and I need to spell check or I need to look up something quite quickly, out comes the iPhone now. Whereas before, it was you had to do your research on a computer.
I know, but the whole thing, you're having a conversation with maybe five or six people around a table, it could be in a restaurant or whatever, and somebody goes, "Do you remember that movie, Start Your Man, and he's, what's his name?" And, everyone's out on Google going, "That's him, I got it,"
all the time. If we're watching X Factor or The Voice or something, and somebody sings a song, who sang that? And then within seconds we have it.
Somebody's got it on Google.
Yeah, somebody's got it on Google. So, for that, it is great, it's fantastic. But, if you're eating out, you see people that are sitting in front of their food, maybe a couple. One has the phone in their hand, the other has the phone in their hand. There's no conversation.
Well, they're texting each other.
Well, maybe they are,
And they're Snapchatting their food. It's a big thing. All right, Annette, listen, good talking to you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself, bye-bye. Oh, no more written letters. Actually, that's a thing that's gone. God, I can't remember that. I actually, honestly can't remember the last time I wrote a letter. Well, firstly, in pen and ink, I can't remember. I can't even remember a typed letter printed out and sent off because everything is done now. You don't send letters anymore. I can't remember. So, the letter is gone. Absolutely. Colin, I don't own a phone, an iPhone, but I have an Android. Anyway, it has killed my calculator. Yeah, calculator's great on the phone, isn't it? My diary, my camera, my dictaphone. God, remember people used to have dictaphones. My house phone even killed my remote for the TV. If you've got a Samsung television and you've got a Samsung phone, you can actually download the remote onto the phone, which is quite amazing as well. I've got one of those little Apple TVs, and it means that the remote is on my phone. And the remote for the TV is a tiny little thing, which we constantly lose. So you just have it on your phone. It's amazing. Okay, anything else? Organisers, cookbooks, compasses, torches, phone books, Stephen and Kilkenny, and so much else. I'll get more to those. Okay, if you want to get to us, 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552. Oh yeah, that's a good picture. Sorry, we could put that up on Facebook. Okay. This is a picture of 1993 versus 2013 and some of the differences. So there's a picture of 1993 and the things you needed. There's a tape recorder, there's a big, huge phone, there's a video camera, there's another camera, there's a watch, and there's an organizer, and then in the middle there's a big computer, a laptop. So we needed all those in 1993. Fast forward to 2013, same picture, but it's just an iPhone, because everything is in there in the iPhone. Absolutely everything. It's amazing, isn't it? Can you marry your iPhone? Probably can in some states.
This
is 2FM. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, hey, got it. Yeah, okay. Brilliant. Apple 40, you're almost gone. I'll get a fourth. Oh, we're back, are we? Oh, hang on a second, sorry. It's playing Candy Crush. Level 40 there now in Candy Crush. And, do you know when you start, you can't stop? Hang on a second. Okay. And there, should get it over there in Candy Crush. Yeah, sorry. Hang on a second. I always get very rude when I start playing Candy Crush. Somebody says, hey, Colin, my wife is on level 515 on Candy Crush. Bet your sex life is really hot. Anyway, we're waiting on more levels and did not cheat on any of them. I've been stuck on some levels for weeks. If you can give her a shout, probably I have to give her a shout because she's probably not talking to you. That's Joanne Clancy. How are you, Joanne? Level 515. That's just scary, isn't it? I'm on level, as I said, 40 at the moment. I usually turn the sound off as well, actually, because it's quite annoying. Mary, how are you?
Hi, Colin. How's it going? How are you?
I'm pretty good. The iPhone, it's pretty good. You like it?
Well, I haven't got the iPhone. I have just smartphone.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I just use the app for... I used to use the app for the heartbeat.
Wow.
Monitor, heartbeat monitor for my son. Because he had a heart condition that meant sometimes it went too fast and sometimes went too slow. And it was just a really handy way to keep an eye on it, make sure it was safe.
So how would you push it up against him or what?
No, you put your finger, you know, with the light where the camera lens comes out or
yeah.
the light for the camera comes on. He puts his finger there.
Right.
And within a minute you get reading as to what rate the heart is.
That's really good, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It just put my mind at ease. Sometimes I went too slow and could ring the doctor.
Yeah.
And sometimes I went too fast and that meant to rush to Crumlin, but absolutely amazing.
And what age is he?
He's 18 now. This was what he had surgery ablation of the heart when he was about 15.
Yeah.
16.
That'd be scary.
And his heartbeat went right down to 33, 34.
And did he go into cardiac arrest or anything?
No, he did. They think he did suffer a stroke when it was going too fast because one stage it was going 230 beats a minute.
Whoa!
Before the surgery.
Yeah, wow.
But he was asymptomatic. Like, we didn't know anything about it. We just brought him into the doctor for a routine checkup and was discovered then. Now, he had open heart surgery when he was a baby.
Yeah.
And this was one of the problems that can happen. It doesn't happen to everyone, but it did happen to him. Then he had surgery, tried to fix that, but then it went too slow. And now he's got pacemaker. It's within normal range all the time, thank God.
Okay, so that's a fantastic app. The pacemaker keeps everything at a certain level.
At a certain level. It doesn't go below a certain level and doesn't go above a certain level.
And the app, did you just download it onto your smartphone?
I downloaded it onto my iPhone.
Yeah. And did they say?
Minutes, so it's not invasive or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you can keep an eye on it.
Like, did they tell you in the hospital maybe you should download that app?
No. I just did it off. After a couple of flights with it going too fast,
yeah,
I just hooked into it and found the app. And I said, that'd be really handy. I can keep an eye on it because it took us by surprise a couple of times because we didn't know anything was happening.
So do you reckon then that app has saved his life?
Not so much because it never went... It never got so dangerous, thank God.
Yeah, okay.
That I needed to rush him to hospital, but it's just peace of mind and knowing that it could have if we needed it.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you could sleep at night.
Wow.
You know.
That's amazing. I mean, it's just technology.
It was asymptomatic.
Yeah.
He had absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. And even when it went at his lows, he was in ICU, he was sitting up on the laptop, playing games on the laptop.
Technology is stunning, and in incidents like that, it's amazing, quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the simple thing. You can give out about it, but it's after doing so much for so many people.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. All right. Listen. Good. Thanks for calling us, Mary. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, take care of yourself. That's interesting.
Okay.
Orla, how are you?
Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. What are you doing?
I'm filling out my address book alphabetically using the contact numbers in my phone.
So this is a real address book?
Yes, a big, huge A4 size one.
Why?
Yes, because I just love to have them there so I can see them all. And I
do
them family first and then friends and then and I just divide them all up and they're all here and I'm using all the numbers and then it goes alphabetically and...
So they're all in your phone as well?
Yes, they're all in my phone and now I transfer them every year then with my new diary and my new address book.
There you go. And it goes okay.
Yes.
Old school,
I'm very
Orla.
Proud of it. Yeah. Very old school.
Old school.
Very old school. Yes.
All right. The old address book. You're probably the only person in Ireland that's buying address books. So I'm sure there are some people out there. Of course there are.
Because I buy them for other people. So I know that people have them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Orla, listen.
I'm good. Supplying them.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye, Colin.
See you now. Bye-bye. Actually, somebody just texted in. That's good. There are no more answers on a postcard on radio. God, years ago we used to have that. Answer on a postcard. RTE, Donnybrook, Dublin 4. You do. Oh my God, it doesn't seem like a million years away ago that you would do competitions on air and you'd have to enter it by sending a postcard in. Colm, it's bad manners to have a phone at a dinner table. It should be banned, just like smoking. It's just offensive. No more payphones. You're absolutely right. There are no more payphones. I don't pay for parking anymore, Colm, because I have the clamper alert. Yeah, we were talking to the guy that came up with that. And there's one more here from Sharon. Colm, speaking of writing letters, my 10-year-old son is a big football fan and decided to write a letter to every big football club in England with a pen and actual real paper. Real paper. The joy on his face was priceless when he received packages, letters, photos and gifts from loads of the clubs on the post. iPhones are killing too much. Wow. I bet you then he got onto the iPhone and rang all his friends, didn't he? And told them what was going on. Or maybe not. Anyway, what has the iPhone killed? It's 7 years of age. Well, it was 7 yesterday. It was the birthday, the iPhone birthday yesterday.